Well, Mike, be welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
How about your holidays, your summer? I think you have had a very busy summer playing ball.
Yeah, it was a busy summer for me. I played summer league and I had fun, but I got to spend a lot of time with my family and my daughters and stuff, so I had a good summer.
What did you expect when you played the summer league with Phoenix Suns?
I came in not really expecting a lot. I mean, you never really know what's going to happen when you go into situations like that. But I just try to stay positive and just wait for my turn. And luckily, I got a turn to play, and I played decent to me.
But you play a very important role in the summer league. Right now, I think in the NBA, people, the scoutings and the franchises know your name for the moment.
Yeah, I think I played pretty good. I mean, we got to the championship, so that helped, of course. Whenever you win in anything, it helps. So I played good, and I felt like I did good. I wish we would have won, but you know, you can't do anything about that.
And a lot of points, good statistics in general.
Yeah, I worked a lot this summer on a lot of stuff, just trying to be a better point guard and making more of my shots. So, I mean, I felt like it showed in the summer league that I got better.
What do you expect in this new year, new season?
I don't know yet. I mean, it's kind of hard. We got a lot of new players. Some players left. I don't think we got our full roster here is not all the way yet. New coach, new everything. So it's hard to really have expectations. But, I mean, I expect to still be good. I mean, still go to top 16, still go to the playoffs. Stuff like that.
The same playmakers, Darius and you.
Yeah, we're back. I mean,
good. It's good to continue and to understand the new situation.
I think it's good anytime you have more players coming back because everybody, you know each other more. So like Fab, Toko, Kim, people like that. We have people back, so we all already know how each other plays. So that's easier that way. And I mean, they already know how we play, and we're the point guard, so it's even better that way.
You said that you've been working during the summer to be a better point guard. What have you learned from your first experience last year in a competition like EuroLeague or the ACB League? What do you think you have to improve?
Last year was my first year, obviously, in EuroLeague and at a big club. So before that, I was asked to score a lot. And I felt like last year I really wasn't asked to score a lot. I just kind of scored sometimes. So, I mean, I just learned this summer, like, when to shoot, when to pass, how to get everybody involved, how to run the team better. And I think I improved on that last year, and I improved it in the summer as well.
So maybe in the point guard position, you stay here and that is, but there is a different coach. Maybe you have been talking to Vladimir Perasovic. What philosophy wants? What does he want from you?
I haven't talked to him, so I don't really know what he wants. But, I mean, until he tells me, I'm just going to assume that I'm going to play point guard this year, and I'm going to play probably around the same amount of minutes, so I'm going to just be ready and do my part.
And looking for a better season, especially on the road in league.
Yeah, for sure. We had troubles on the road everywhere last year, and it was bad. I mean, we were amazing at home. We had one of the best home records, in my opinion. We beat a lot of people at home. We just weren't always able to capitalize on the road. And, I mean, that comes with experience and just knowing your teammates and just being more tough, I feel like. I mean, it's hard to win on the road in ACB anyway and EuroLeague, right? But we're going to have to work on it if we want to be good.
Last year we saw a team with a high power to score. And maybe there were some problems in defense. I don't know if it's going to change, that we're going to see a different team next season.
I think it could. I mean, we lost a lot of people that scored last year. Like, yeah. I mean, DB is out for half of the season. Fernando obviously moved on, so those are two people that scored a lot of points for us. So, I mean, unless we're just going to cover the points within ourselves, I think we're going to have to work on our defense. Yeah. I think we're going to have to be more defensive-oriented this year.
Here in this club, sometimes things happen. Sometimes, like, a player can be sold to another team. I don't know if you had if there was a chance for you to be in this kind of situations during the summer.
I don't know. I mean, you hear a lot of stuff. Sometimes people say they want you, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I basically always plan to come back. I mean, as soon as they picked up my option, I just assumed I was coming back. And then if that happened, then that happened. But you can't really, I don't know, you can't really assume you're going to get picked up. You just go where you're supposed to do, and I'm back here. So
I'm happy. Has been known the first season, the regular season. First match against Estudiantes in Madrid, doesn't matter. You had to play against every team at home and on the road. First of all, Estudiantes.
Oh, it's on the road? I think that'll be a big game for us. I think if we win that game on the road to start the season off, it'll calm everybody down because we have a new coach, right? So a lot of people are nervous, new players. So I think if we win on the road especially, that'll set our nerves a little bit.
What are the main goals right now immediately for the first months of the season?
I think we'll always be fine at home. I think we play so good at home that I think no matter who's here, I think we'll always do good at home. I think right now we just want to – I say if we win half our road games this year, I think we'll be really good. I think when you win half your road games, you're at least pretty good towards the top half. So I think if we could just focus on winning road games and just staying together as a team.
Okay. Thank you.